grace to you and peace from the Word made flesh, our Savior and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christmas presents. Christmas and presents go hand in hand. Christmas and presents just go together. As we've talked about through Advent, the sights and sounds of Christmas, in my mind, there is nothing more notable in the sights of Christmas than Christmas presents. Christmas presents are first and foremost and core to our Christmas celebrations and the first things we see as we come into the room underneath our Christmas trees. I remember when I was younger, and the Christmas presents would start showing up in the weeks leading up to Christmas, and with each new present that showed up, I would get so excited, and the anticipation would begin to build up in me, and every day those little wrapped surprises under the tree were little reminders of what was to come. That on Christmas morning, before church or after church, if you're the Weber family, we would get together in the living room and gather around the tree and rip into these presents and unveil what had been hidden underneath. But until then, all we had was the sight of these Christmas presents under the tree. And for me, day after day, I would come in and I would study the shapes of the packages for any sort of clue of what they could be. I'd study the shapes and maybe I'd make my way in and accidentally nudge into the package to listen in. Maybe if I was alone, I'd shake it a little bit for any sort of clue of what could be inside of this package. And then finally, after all of that anticipation, as it built up over that time, it would lead up to this enthusiastic ripping and tearing of wrapping paper on Christmas morning, and we'd finally see what was in that Christmas present all along. Of course, we know Christmas is not all about presents. Christmas isn't all about gifts, and yet the very act of gift-giving points us to the fact that here at this celebration, we celebrate the greatest gift of all that comes in our Savior, Jesus. And with Jesus comes this same sense of anticipation and excitement. As we look at the narrative of Christmas from Luke chapter 2, we can see that Jesus is the fulfillment of this anticipation and this promise, this anticipated gift. See, Jesus, he was born a simple child, but he was an anticipated child. A child that was part of years and years of waiting, a fulfillment of a promise from God. And like a child waiting and getting for any sort of clue as to what their Christmas present might be, God's people waited with eager longing, with anticipation for any clue, any hint of who the Messiah would be and who he'd be and when he would come. Who is he? When will he be revealed to us? From the very beginning, God in the Garden of Eden promises to Eve that from her offspring would come a Savior who would come and crush the head of the serpent. And so they waited. And then we come to Abraham, and God makes a promise to Abraham that from his offspring will come a blessing that will be for all people, for all families of the earth. And they waited. And we come to King David, and God makes a promise to King David that from his offspring will come a king and a kingdom that will last forever. And they waited. And then finally, like Christmas morning, the anticipation built and built and built and came to a boiling point. Finally, it happens. And that promised child is born. placed in a humble manger. And with that child comes the expected excitement and exuberance that we would anticipate on Christmas morning. Angels sing and shepherds marvel. And as Jesus is presented into the temple for the first time, the righteous man Simeon comes and sees him and he picks him up in his arms and he proclaims, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people." Simeon could see with his very own two eyes God's promised salvation. He could see his God in living flesh. As we read from John chapter 1 this morning, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen him. We have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father. So the waiting is over. Christmas has arrived, and the awaited gift is right before our eyes. There's no more guessing. There's no more anticipation. The gift is given. Jesus is here. Emmanuel, God is with us. And yet for us here, gathered together, it still seems like sometimes he isn't. There still is a certain amount of anticipation and waiting and longing for us. Because I don't know about you, but as I stand here in this room, I can't pick up Jesus in my arms and behold him with my eyes as Simeon did that day in the temple. He isn't here, is he? I mean, certainly he was. He was here. He came and entered into our life and into our experience. He did walk this earth. He walked through the streets of Jerusalem. He stood before Pontius Pilate facing certain death. He certainly did hang upon the cross. And with our eyes, we beheld the glory of our salvation, that our God would die, that we might live. But that was then. That was 2,000 years ago. What about now? See, since then, Jesus has raised from the dead. He has raised and been victorious over the grave, and he's gone to be with his Father to prepare a place for us. And we're still here, waiting, anticipating. It's almost like the gift has been unwrapped and it's sitting there underneath the Christmas tree, but we're still waiting for Christmas to go open it. It's right there, but we can't quite reach it yet. And it's true, this season of Advent that leads us to Christmas is a reminder every year of what is still to come. That our Savior Jesus will come again just as he went. But Jesus' promise for us, as he goes into heaven, as he ascends to the Father, is this: surely I will be with you always, to the very end of the age. This Jesus, this gift from God, this gift of all gifts, will be with us always. The gift. Jesus, he came as was promised. And we beheld his glory with our own two eyes. With our eyes, we could see the glory of his salvation. And the beautiful thing is, we still do. Here at the altar, we receive this gift that was promised from of old. here in this gift of Holy Communion, we can feel with our hands and taste with our tongues the glory of God's salvation, the great mercy of our God. We can see as clearly as Simeon did that day our God as he has been revealed to us. And it doesn't seem like much. Just some wafers. A couple cups of wine. Doesn't seem like much. And yet that child that was born and placed in a manger didn't seem like much. It's just a child. A child born like any other. What's so special? Yet with this child came a promise. A promise from our God. And right here, we are recipients of another promise. That through this bread and wine, we receive our God. We receive the true body and blood of our Savior Jesus, and in doing so, partake in his love and his sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. Here we see the salvation of our God as it has been revealed to all people, the very body and blood of Jesus. Emmanuel. Here, right here, God is with us. And we see his glory. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And so it is that we remember that on the night that our Lord was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, "Take and eat. This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Peace of the Lord be with you always.